some time, I mean, really since he entered office, and this has been billed as a speech where he wants to reach out to the Muslims of the world, 1.5 billion people, Muslims and, of course, Arabs too, within that religious community who he is arguing suffer from misunderstanding, mutual misunderstanding between the United States and the world's Muslims. It's reaching out to them. He's chosen Cairo as a location. It's the largest of all the Arab countries, nearly 80 million people. And although it's not without its controversial aspects, it's a very striking backdrop, a dramatic one from which to make this long-heralded address. There are huge expectations attached to it, and I think it's fair to say that the whatever the reality is, it's not going to produce any very, very dramatic, immediate results. But still, people will be watching it very, very closely, and, as they say, hanging on to every word.
And how much excitement is there in Egypt at the arrival of Barack Obama?
Well, it's a very big deal. I mean, Egypt is a long-standing ally of the United States. It gets a lot of aid from Washington, helps its economy. It's kept the peace with Israel for over 30 years. But it's a double-edged compliment in a sense, because President Hosni Mubarak has ruled Egypt for over 30 years. He is an authoritarian figure. He's far from being a Democrat, and some people have criticized Obama for coming to Egypt. One of the things that Obama is going to have to do, he'll have to do this very deftly, will be to strike a balance between the theme of democracy in the Arab world and the Muslim world, with the status quo, with these leaders who are important allies of the United States. It's not going to be easy to get that right.
And there must be huge security surrounding his visit.
There is vast security. It's said to be unprecedented. There are whole roads into the city have been closed off. There are thousands of police and security men on the streets. There are helicopters hovering overhead. There are said to be, though I can't confirm, there are said to be thousands of CIA operatives here, provoking some resentment. I mean, and there's some criticism of this too. It's great disruption to normal life and people's work, and a lot of people have been told to stay at home, not to go to work, and not even to look out of their windows. So it's a pretty massive security operation, as you would expect.